Turn with me to the book of 2 Kings, the book of 2 Kings chapter 12, the book of Kings chapter 12. I've been meditating and been studying about Elijah and Elisha and the uniqueness of faith that God has had activated between the two of them. And I come across something this morning that I'd like to share with the people of God. Amen, amen, amen. I want to encourage you, if you would, to turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 2. We are going to, we'll begin reading at verse number 9. We'll begin reading at verse number 9. But let me give you the backdrop of what's happening here. God had already spoken to Elijah. And it made it very clear to Elijah that, you know, you are where I need you to be. Amen. You are where I need you to be in faith. And I've finished what I need to do in you. So I'm going to have you taken up. I'm going to have you taken up, and this is the first indication of anything of a helicopter or something where a person is being taken from earth and sort of ushered up into the heavens. So God promised Elijah. He said, "I'm going to take you with me. I'm going to take you with me." But Elijah had a protege. He has a mentee by the name of Elisha. And this mentee watched Elijah do great miracles. He watched him do great signs and wonders. And he marveled at Elijah. He marveled at what Elijah could do. And so as they went along the way, Elijah tells him, I'm going to be leaving here. And he says, you can't go. This stuff is good. You can't go. You can't leave me. He said, no, I'm going to leave you, he said. And so on their way to Elijah's final destination, where Elisha would never ever see Elijah again, verse 9 picks up and says, when they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, tell me, what can I do for you before I'm taking? Inherit a double portion of your spirit, Elijah replied. Let me stop right there, because I don't want to lose this revelation that just been downloaded into my spirit. Don't want to lose it. So you're hearing it for the very first time, because I've not heard it. Amen. Amen. Everything that exists in the natural or the physical realm first takes place in the spiritual realm. What I want to you to know here is that God is able to give you a revelation that he's not given to no one else. And so God gives a revelation to Elijah. Elijah shares it with Elisha. And now Elijah makes a request of his mentor. He makes a request. He was so engulfed in the miracles, the signs, and the wonders. And people, even this day, people marvel at miracles, signs, and wonders. And Elijah was like that. And so he tells him, he says, into verse 9, the latter part, he said, let me inherit a double portion of your spirit, Elijah replied. You have asked a difficult thing, Elijah said. Notice he did not say you've asked an impossible thing. He said that you're asking a difficult thing of me, Elijah said. Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, It will not. What was he saying there, people of God? He was telling Elisha, you got to stay close to me. You can't hang out somewhere else. And when my appointment comes, you're in another place, which tells us, people of God, that when God is moving in a certain place at a certain time, and you must be there, and you're not there, you miss a great move of God. Now watch this very calculated. Elisha perhaps wasn't the smartest person around, but he got that down pat. And so the scripture says in verse 11, as they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elijah saw this and cried out. And notice his cry, people of God. He says, my father, my father, the chariot and the horsemen of Israel. And Elijah saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and he tore it in two. Elijah then picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. And he took the coat that had fallen from Elijah and he struck the water with it. Now notice this, people of God. There was never ever any miracles prior to that coming from Elisha. But there are great miracles coming from Elijah. Great miracles. But here comes one of the greatest miracles that Elisha would ever perform. Notice again, verse 13, Elijah then picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen from him, and he went back and he stood on the bank of the Jordan. He took the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and he struck the water with it. And notice what he says. Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah? He asked. When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and it crossed over. The company of the prophets from Jericho who were watching said, the spirit of Elijah is resting on Elisha. And they went to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. Look, they said, We your servants have 50 able men. Let them go and look for your master. Perhaps the spirit of the Lord has picked him up and set him down on some mountain or in some valley. And Elijah replied, no, we'll stop right there. This morning I want to speak to you about resetting your limits. Resetting your limits. You see, sometime in life when you understand, where your understanding of something turns out to be completely wrong. You thought it was like this or you thought it was like that, but it turns out that your understanding was completely wrong. What must you do? When you learn that your understanding was completely wrong, you have to reset yourself. You got to readjust yourself. You got to reprogram yourself, because the data and the information that you had gathered in has turned out to be incorrect. And when you have followed a certain step, step one, step two, step three, and you take it upon yourself, well, I know what the next steps are, so I don't need to follow the book anymore, so I'm going to go and jump ahead, and we take other steps. Then at the end, it doesn't turn out the way you thought it would turn out, and you have to reset. You have to go back. You have to go back. And it is amazing how Elijah had watched this great man of faith. He watched him. He watched him perform many miracles, signs, and wonders. He even watched him call down fire, people of God, from heaven. Elijah was a mighty, mighty man. So he saw miracles, signs, and wonders. But God had to take him. That God had to take him. But God had prepared Elisha for his time. It was his moment. You see, sometimes men and women are so anxious to get in the pulpit and to preach, and they're not willing to serve the ministry, and that's what it's all about. And we find countless numbers of years how Elisha served and learned from Elijah. But now, Elijah is gone. And what happens is that Elisha, based on what I see in the scriptures here, that Elijah had to do a quick reset, because his eyes continually was on Elijah. His eyes was on Elijah. His limit was Elijah. And people of God, we have put limits in our lives, and that is not biblical. That is not for the people of faith, to put limits on your life when God says all things are possible. So Elijah is gone. And Elisha is here all by himself. He got to find a way. How do he get to the other side of the river? How do he get to the other side of the river? But he learned something in this. And this is what resetting is all about. When you're able to change, when you're able to move in a different direction, we see him resetting himself, that Elijah was the limit, but now Elijah is gone. So where is the limit? Notice what he does, people of God. This brother may have gotten some things out of order, but when it came down to him being in a situation where he needed to see God move, he called on, notice he did not call on the spirit of Elijah. He called on the God of Elijah. What an awesome reset. Going from following and looking at Elijah and then getting to the point where he called on the Father, the God of Elijah. And so when we exercise our faith, our faith is not in ourselves. Our faith is in the God of Elijah. And so he learned real quickly here that he could not call on Elijah. He may wanted to have the spirit and the power of Elijah. But when it came down to seeing great acts and miracles take place, he called on the God, the Father of Elijah. You see, Elijah had watched this great man of faith. You see, the scripture says that signs and wonders supposed to follow us as people of God. And when people see signs and wonders, they follow you. They follow you because people, even this day and age, they marvel at miracles, signs, and wonders as they did back then. But notice how he resets himself. He makes a call out to the God of Elijah. Perhaps he understood very clearly that with God, all things are possible. You see, faith is having confidence in God. How much confidence today you have in God? Some of us have very little confidence in God. We have more confidence in the chair that we're sitting on than on our God. That chair will hold you up, not knowing that everything that is created on this earth have a life expectancy, and at some point the chair will break. So your confidence has to be totally in God. This morning, if God is right here, if this the limit that you put on God, if it's right here, then I am telling you this today, it is time to take the limits off of your God. Take it off. Faith is having confidence in God. You see, lower opinions of God is the devil's number one way to get a foothold in our life. And that's all he needs. That's all he needs to contaminate your faith, is just to get a foothold in. Just to get a foothold in. I remember back in the days when people went door to door selling encyclopedias and all types of things before the internet and all of this electronic age that we're in, that salesmen would come to the door and they would be very pushy about selling their encyclopedias and selling their books. And they're so pushy that the only way you could get rid of them, you had to do what? You had to buy something. Amen. They would get you at the door, and as soon as you open the door, they would stick their foot in the door. Ensuring that you won't slam the door in their face. And if they get you there long enough and get to talking to you and telling you, oh, you will do a disservice to those little angels by not buying these encyclopedias. Oh, if you get these encyclopedias, they'll read them and they'll grow up to want to go to college. And before you know it, they got you because they got a foothold in your life. And so when we have a lower opinion of God, it is the devil's number one tactic of getting a foothold in your life. Your limit of God must be reset. Your limit of God must be reset. Reset so that there will no longer be any limits. Any limits in God. Take God out of the box, people of God. Take him out of the box. If you read your Bible, you will learn that he came out of the box. Amen. He no longer wanted to be. They locked him in a box, the scriptures tells us, for how many days? 3 days. But the Bible says it was a late Saturday night. The Bible recognizes and tells us that early Sunday morning he rose. He came out of the box. So why are we putting him in a box? Why are we putting limits on God? But God allowed the limits to drop, because with Elijah, Elijah was it. He was the man. He was it. It was it. It was it. So all that he had to do is call on the God of Elijah, because that's where the faith was. Your faith today is not in you. It's in the God of that of Elijah. It's in the God, in God Almighty. So take God out of the box. When we limit God, we place him back in the box. When you say, well, I got this sickness, that I got to live with the rest of my life. You just placed them back in a box. I got this stronghold on me that I can't get away from, and I guess I got to live with it for the rest of my life. You put him back in the box. I'm in this relationship that just won't get any better and can't get any better. You put it in the box. I got these financial challenges that get worse by the days, the months, and the years. You put him back in the box. But Paul says it to us like this. This is what Paul told the church at Philippians that I believe God wants us to know even this very day. He told them like this here. He says, I don't know about you folks, but I'm going to tell you far as I'm concerned. I'm going to tell you what I can feel in my spirit. And he penned these words down to the church at Philippi. He told it to them like this. He said, even if you guys don't follow me, even if I'm at this all by myself, I want you to know that I can, he says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. He took him out of the box. He took him out of the box. He dropped all of the limits that was on him. It came down. And how, people of God, if we ever get excited about there is no limits in God, if we can ever get to the point where we see the need to hit the reset button and allow all limits to drop and understand that in Christ, the sky is the limit. Amen. So take a look at the confidence that you place in Christ. How much confidence you place in Christ. He resets. Paul resets and he tells the church to take the limits off. Take the limits off. You see, when you take the limits off, you can begin to dream again. When you take the limits off, you can begin to think big and to think great and to recognize that you too can do all things to Christ who gives you the strength. Believe, people of God, in the impossible. Drop the limits. Reset yourself and allow all things to be possible. You see, we lack faith when we don't utilize the faith that God has given us. The more we utilize the faith that we have in God, the more we're able to see God work. I was talking to a brother early this morning, and he was sharing with me how God had moved and how God allowed his situation to get to the point of ground zero. Ground zero. Now, people of God, God does not have to allow things to go to ground zero. You know why he allows us to go to ground zero? Because we won't get the message. We won't get the message. But he allowed his situation to go to ground zero. And then finally, God moved. And I was telling the brother, I said, listen, you see what you just experienced in God. Your miracle is not just for you. Your miracle is for the body of Christ. It's for men, women, boys, and girls. Your miracle is for the people of God, because you never know what point any of us may very well be in. All of us at some time or another need our faith to be encouraged, need to be encouraged in our faith in God. You cannot, people of God, do this completely by yourself. You need help. Sometimes you need encouragement. Sometimes you need just someone to assist you and do great things to help you. You see, our faulty expectations tries to limit our God. Tries to limit our God. So if everything that takes place in the spiritual realm, if it takes place in the spiritual realm, it is manifest on earth. So how do you get a head up? How do you get a heads up on life? How you get a heads up on the enemy? How do you get a heads up on what's going on in society? That you spend time in the spiritual realm. You spend time in the spiritual realm so that you can get revelation, so that you can be encouraged to utilize your faith. Look at Elisha once again here. That there are miracles already on the head of Elisha. But he had to learn very quickly that it was not Elijah that was performing the miracles. It was the God of Elijah performing the miracles. When you step out on faith, it is not you doing the work. It is the God of Calvin Baker. It is the God of St. Clair Warren that is performing the miracles. But what God requires of us is to take the step. Now, Elisha could have taken the position that all miracles are now going to stop because Elijah is gone. Shortly thereafter, his next miracle was that the body of water that the people were drinking, it was contaminated. It was poison. But he learned that if he called on the God of Elijah, that he could touch the waters and they become pure again. And people of God, this very world, your family, your children, your husband, your wife is waiting on you to take the limits off. It's waiting on you to go home and begin to talk about faith, to speak about faith, to believe in the God of Elijah. The earth is waiting on more miracles from God. The earth. And when God does miracles, he has always started, he's always initiated his miracles through the men and women of God. So it's all on us. But if he's in the box, he can't work in the box. He wants to come out of the box. He wants to do something greater than you can imagine. He wants you to bring before him your greatest desire. And if we can only take faith out of our head and get it in our heart, that it become part of us and what we are all about. The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 3:20 that I become so acquainted with. He said, now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Where's your limit today, people of God? Where's your limit today, people of God? Is it right here? Is it right here? Where is it? But I came by today to tell you, drop the limits. Take the limits off of God, because he said that he would do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Give God something big today. Let the Lord use you. Let the Lord use you to cause the seas of your life to split in two and you walk across it in the name of Jesus. Let the God of Elijah cause you to speak to your finances and your situations and your trials. Let the God of Elijah allow the miracles to take place in your life, your family, your destiny, your very legacy is depending on you. is depending on you to activate the faith that God has placed in you. It's depending on you to drop the limits. God doesn't want to be in a box. For thousands of years, the Israelites, they carried him around in a box. They carried him around in the box via the Ark of the Covenant. They carried him around in a box. But the Bible says that the time came where the Spirit of God no longer wanted to dwell inside of the box. You see, if you come into this church by yourself, or show up here in the middle of the night by yourself, it's just an empty building. But it's amazing what happens when two or three come in the house of God. He says, then he shows up and he's in the midst of them. And we put so much significance on the structure, but he no longer dwells in the structure. We put so much on, well, we're coming to church on a Sunday. And while that is great, but what God wants to do when we come together on Sundays, what God wants to do for each one of us is to launch us out of here, to launch us out of here, reaching the world and doing great miracles, signs and wonders, so that people will not marvel us, that they will marvel the God of Elijah. Reset yourself. Take the limits. Reset yourself today. Whatever is on your heart right now that has been downright difficult, downright just hard to understand, hard to comprehend, hit the reset button right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Drop the limits. Drop the limits. Open everything up to God. And Elisha, those limits were dropped. Those limits were dropped. And he called forth that same God that gave Elijah the power to call down fire from heaven. He called down that same power and he saw the same types of miracles that he experienced as he hung out with Elijah. Those miracles are ours for the asking. Those miracles are ours for the asking. We limit him. We limit God through clocks on the walls, and we limit God through our calendars, and we shut him in or shut him up, so to speak, on Sundays, and we think that we can get it. We can take care of the rest of the week. And anytime you shut God out, anytime you're hanging out places where God can't come in, you're doing yourself a major disservice. Let him in. Open up every door. Let him in. Drop every wall. Let him see it all, people of God. Take the limits off. Reset yourself. Go back to where you know he wants you to be. Reset yourself. When you're going through this week and doubt, fear, and disbelief is trying to rise itself up in your spirit, hit your reset button and begin to call on the God of Elijah. Begin to call on the God that would do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. When they tell you it can't be done, you need to begin to say in your spirit, I can do all things to Christ which strengthens me. When they tell you you don't have enough, you need to begin to say, my God, my God, my God, my God. Somebody this morning need to say, my God shall supply and meet all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. You see, sometimes you need to reset. Reset, people of God. You need to reset and go back to faith. Reset and go back to the God of Elijah. Reset and go back to the God that gave him power to do great miracles. Reset activate your faith and continue to move forward in Jesus. Take those walls down. The disciples had a very good lesson on putting walls around, thinking they're protecting themselves. The Bible tells us that after Jesus had been crucified, they locked themselves up in a room. Top security. They came in one door and they locked it. And so the only way anyone could get in is through coming through the door. They didn't have bulldozers and all that kind of stuff back then, but they had to come through the door. But although those walls, they were walled in and they were secure, could anybody get in there? Yes. Jesus appeared to them. And they marveled. They were astonished. How did you get in here? We did lock the door. But whatever situations and circumstances that's before you today, I want to encourage you, reset yourself. Take the limits off of him. Don't put him in a box. Don't put him in a box. He died just to prove to us that he no longer wants to be in a box. He wants to be available for me. He wants to be available to you. He wants these signs and wonders and these miracles to follow us all the days. Follow us all the days of our lives. You know, most time I come to this church and I can't help but reminisce about all the great services. Reminisce about how God brought us through. Reminisce of the point where the church ran out of money doing construction, and the only person that was here hanging up walls and doing things all by myself was me. But God brought us through it. But God brought us through it all, people of God. And sometimes you need to sit down and reassess. Sit down and reset. And learn what God has done. Learn what God has done for you. Learn what God has done for others. And that should be enough to strengthen us. That should be enough to encourage us. That should be enough to take us where God wants us to be. Do you recognize that every single one of us here is one of God's greatest investments? You may have come in here feeling like you're not worth a $1 bill. Probably came in here with not even a penny in your pocket. And maybe feel like you're worth less than a penny. But I want you to know you're God's greatest investment. But God is waiting on the people of God to speak words of faith. The people of God. You notice the Apostle Paul says, walk in the Spirit. Live in the Spirit. Dwell in the Spirit. Because when you're dwelling in the Spirit, you find yourself so connected to God. So in tune with God, so focused on God. But when you're walking in the flesh, you become almost an enemy to God. Because what you want to do is oftentimes not pleasing to God when you're in the flesh. So walk in the Spirit, people of God. Be like Elisha. Be like Elijah. Desiring the full power of God to be used in your life. Desiring that God will use you. And you can read the rest of the chapters and you can see all of the great miracles, all the great things that this great man was able to do in his life. The early church father said that Elijah had grown old and it was time for him to depart. But thank God there was another one on the scene. Thank God there was another one that would put God in his rightful position, that would exalt God with his life. And he goes by the name of that of Elisha. Reset your limits of God. Reset them. They're down here. But God, you can do this, but I don't know about this right here. God, you did this, but I don't know about this. But God is simply saying to us this morning, don't even put any limits up. Those of you that have participated in track and field, and you have various events like the hurdles where you get to a certain limit and then they raise it up a little higher. What God is saying, drop it. Don't play with God like that. Okay, God, you did that. Now let me see if you can do this. No, now let me see. No. God is saying, take them all down. Take all the limits off of me. You say, well, God, I understand you from long jumping. I understand you from jumping here. God is saying, no. Take all of the limits off of me. There is nothing impossible for me. That what I will do in your life will already exceed your expectations. So people of God, reset your limits and continue to serve God with all of your heart, soul, and mind. Walk in faith. Walk in faith, because the scripture says only the just shall live by faith. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you and we bless you today. We honor, Lord God, and we magnify your name for who you are and what you are. And Lord God, we pray this very day, Lord God, that you would align us up, Lord God, to truly be people of faith. That you'd help each one of us, Lord God, to purpose in our heart, Lord God, that we're going to reset, drop the limits, and believe in the impossible. Holy Ghost of God, this morning, only you know where everyone stands, Lord God. Only you, Lord God, know what our deepest and greatest desires are. Only you, Lord God, can truly satisfy our hearts. And we pray this morning, Lord God, for someone that's discouraged. We pray, Lord God, for someone that need a spiritual breakthrough. We pray this morning for someone, Lord God, that never ever accepted you as their Savior and their Lord. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they would accept you into their life as their Lord and Savior. We pray, Lord God, this morning that as the people of God are being challenged today to take the limits off of you and completely reset themselves. We pray, Lord God, that everyone, Lord God, that truly have that genuine relationship with you have already dropped the limits off of you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, that even this very week, Lord God, that some will begin to see miracles in their life like they've never, ever seen before. We pray, Lord God, that this week that someone will experience the significance of something that is similar to Elisha splitting the waters and being able to walk on dry ground as he made his way back. We pray, Lord God, that the spirit and the power of Jesus, Lord God, will rest on us. The power of the resurrection will be manifest in our lives, Lord God. We pray this morning, Lord God, for healings like none other. We pray this morning, Lord God, for salvation decisions unlike none other. We pray, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, of commitments to you to serve you with all of our heart, soul, and mind. Holy Ghost, have your perfect will in our lives right now. Have your perfect will in our lives right now. Maybe you're here today. Maybe you're here today, people of God. Just continue to meditate with your head bowed. Maybe you're here today. And as the word went forth, you felt the Lord encouraging you to take the limits off. Take the limits off. Take the limits off. Believe the impossible. Walk by faith. Walk by faith. Live by faith. If that's you today, is that you today? I want to invite you to seal your commitment up by simply kneeling at an altar this morning. Just simply getting out of your seats and kneeling at an altar this morning. Would you do it right now? 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 There's nothing.